Week 2, Wednesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved, all motion's source, who from the morn till evening ray, through all its changes guide the day. Grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that, by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, may every tongue and nation raise an endless song of thankful praise. We groan inwardly and await the redemption of our bodies. Psalm 38. I said, I will be watchful of my ways, for fear I should sin with my tongue. I will put a curb on my lips when the wicked man stands before me. I was dumb, silent, and still. His prosperity stirred my grief. My heart was burning within me. At the thought of it, the fire blazed up, and my tongue burst into speech. O Lord, you have shown me my end. How short is the length of my days. Now I know how fleeting is my life. You have given me a short span of days. My life is nothing in your sight. A mere breath, the man who stood so firm. A mere shadow, the man passing by. A mere breath, the riches he hoards, not knowing who will have them. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We groan inwardly and await the redemption of our bodies. Lord, hear my prayer. Do not be deaf to my tears. Psalm 38 continued. And now, Lord, what is there to wait for? In you rests all my hope. Set me free from all my sins. Do not make me the taunt of the fool. I was silent, not opening my lips, because this was all your doing. Take away your scourge from me. I am crushed by the blows of your hand. You punish man's sins and correct him. Like the moth, you devour all he treasures. Mortal man is no more than a breath. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, turn your ear to my cry. Do not be deaf to my tears. In your house I am a passing guest, a pilgrim, like all my fathers. Look away that I may breathe again, before I depart to be no more. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, hear my prayer. Do not be deaf to my tears. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. Psalm 51. Why do you boast of your wickedness, you champion of evil, planning ruin all day long? Your tongue, like a sharpened razor, you master of deceit. You love evil more than good, lies more than truth. You love the destructive word, you tongue of deceit. For this God will destroy you and remove you forever. He will snatch you from your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. The just shall see and fear. They shall laugh and say, "So this is the man who refused to take God as his stronghold, but trusted in the greatness of his wealth and grew powerful by his crimes." But I am like a growing olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. I will thank you forevermore, for this is your doing. I will proclaim that your name is good in the presence of your friends. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. Lord our God, turn our hearts back to you. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 25. On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of fat things, a feast of wine on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wine on the lees well refined. And he will destroy on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death for ever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation." For the hand of the Lord will rest on this mountain, and Moab will be trodden down in his place, as straw is trodden down in a dungpit. And he will spread out his hands in the midst of it, as a swimmer spreads his hands out to swim. But the Lord will lay low his pride together with the skill of his hands, and the high fortification of his walls he will bring down, lay low, and cast to the ground, even to the dust. In that day this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up salvation as walls and bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation which keeps faith may enter in. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. For he has brought low the inhabitants of the height, the lofty city. He lays it low to the ground, casts it to the dust. The foot tramples on it, the feet of the poor, the steps of the needy. Responsory from Revelations chapter 21. I heard a loud voice speaking from the throne, "Now God's home is with men. He will live with them, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God." The Lord God will swallow up death forever, and will wipe away tears from all faces, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God. A reading from St. Augustine's Discourses on the Psalms, on Psalm 109. God fixed a time for his promises, and a time for fulfilling what he had promised. The period of his promises was from the time of the prophets up to John the Baptist, and the period for fulfilling what he had promised is from John and henceforward to the end. God is faithful. He made himself our debtor not by accepting anything from us, but by promising us such great blessings. The promise was not enough. He even chose to be bound by writing, creating for us a kind of bond for his promises, so that when he began to fulfil his promises, we might contemplate in Scripture the order of their accomplishment. The period of prophecy, therefore, as we have before now frequently said, was the announcement of the promises. He promised everlasting salvation and an unending life of blessedness with the angels, an unfading inheritance, everlasting glory, his own dear face, his sanctuary in heaven, and, by the resurrection of the dead, no further fear of death. This is, as it were, his final promise, towards which all our endeavours tend, and after we have received it, we shall seek nothing more, demand nothing more. Nor has he passed over in silence in his promises and prophecies how that final state will be reached. He promised to men the divine nature, to mortals, immortality, to sinners, justification, to castaways, a state of glory. Because the promise of God that from mortality and corruption, from this weak and abject state, from dust and ashes, men would become equal to the angels of God seemed incredible to men, he not only made a written covenant with them so that they might believe, but also gave them a mediator as a pledge of his promise. This was not some prince or any angel or archangel, but his only son. Through that son he intended to point out and show us the way by which he would lead us to the goal he had promised. It was not enough for God to give us his son merely to point out the way. He made the son himself the way, so that you might journey with him as your guide, as he walks in his own way. The only Son of God was to come to men, to take manhood to himself, and through what he took, to become man. He was to die, rise again, ascend into heaven, sit at the right hand of the Father, and fulfill among the nations what he promised. After the fulfillment of his promises among the nations, he is to fulfill this promise to come again. Then he will come to demand what he has previously given, to separate the vessels of wrath from the vessels of mercy, to repay the wicked as he has threatened, and the righteous as he has promised. The whole of this was to be promised, was to be announced beforehand, was to have its future coming declared. It was not to come suddenly and strike terror, but was to be believed and awaited. A responsory from Micah 7. Once more have pity on us, O God, tread down our faults, to the bottom of the sea throw all our sins. It is to Jesus that all the prophets bear witness, that all who believe in him will have their sins forgiven through his name. Tread down our faults, to the bottom of the sea throw all our sins. Let us pray. At your bidding, Lord, we are preparing the way for Christ your Son. May we not grow faint on our journey as we wait for his healing presence. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.